2 Kings 4, there is the story of the Shunammite woman who went through a great length to be kind to the prophet Elisha. She knew he was a man of God. The Bible says she urged her husband to make a small room on the roof and put in it a bed and a table, a chair and a lamp for him, so he could stay there whenever he came into town. Elisha was so grateful to her for her giving spirit, he asked what he could give to her. Well, while she seemed as though she was in need of nothing, Elisha's servant cued him in that she didn't have a son and her husband was old. So Elisha told his servant to call her. When she came, he prophesied over her and said to her, "About this time next year, you will hold a son in your arms." Well, the prophecy came to pass, and the woman became pregnant, and the next year, about that same time, she gave birth to a son, just as Elisha had said. The child grew, and one day he went out to his father, who was with the harvest hands. And the child said to his father, "My head, my head." The father quickly told a servant to carry him to his mother. After the servant had lifted him up and carried him to his mother, the boy sat on her lap until noon, and then he died. The Bible says that she went up and laid him on that same bed where Elisha once lay, then shut the door and went out. Finally, she called her husband and said, "Please send me one of the servants and a donkey so I can go to the man of God quickly and return." Now, when he saw her in the distance, Elisha said to his servant Gehazi, "Look, there's the Shunammite. Run to meet her and ask her, 'Are you all right? Is your husband all right? Is your child all right?'" With tears in her eyes and a lifeless son in her possession, she opened up her mouth and said these three words. She said,